This is Dairy Radio Now.
It's time for our Feed Forum Friday with Dr. Mike Hutchins, Professor Emeritus from the University of Illinois. Hello, Mike.
Well, welcome to today's Feed Forum. And our topic is going to be looking at an update on calf feeding. And this is based on a presentation by our PhD grad student here at the University of Illinois. And she did a series of calf studies here. And one of her areas was calf scours. And we know death loss can be quite high related to losses. Calf scours can be caused by disease, of course, but also on farm, such as the vaccination of the cow, colostrum levels in the young calf, cleanliness of the calving area and the feeding of the calf, use of electrolytes, antibiotics get to be a factor, and also the amount of dry matter in the milk replacer if we're feeding milk replacer. We do know that if we don't get the right levels of milk replacer, then we don't have the right osmolality in the digestive tract. And we do know that nutrients such as casein and psyllium, which is basically, some of us take that as fiber sources, are important aspects in terms of the diet as well. Another aspect she looked at were B vitamins. And we know that B1 vitamin is thiamine, important for nerve function, B3, niacin, B6, peroxidine, which is used for immunity, and B12, which is basically a cobalamin, which is important for glucose utilization as well. So what she did, Bill, is she conducted four different studies here and looked at different levels of dry matter in milk replacer, the role of casein and psyllium in the feeding program, which were pluses at this point, and also looked at evaluating the dry matter content of feces to evaluate manure scouring score. And they found that once we got milk replacers that were up at 18% or higher in dry matter content in the liquid diet, that was a problem for scouring as well. And the casein and psyllium were pluses, and manure scores were correlated very nicely to dry matter content. They did the B vitamin study as well, and had no response in health. And I guess, Bill, that was surprised a little bit. However, they also did some gene measurement here, and they found that we were turning certain genes on that could be important in terms of immunity long-term at this point, leading to improvement in health in these calves. And finally, she did another study. She did it with bovine plasma protein sources, basically extracting the protein from blood from slaughtered animals here. And some farmers would call that chocolate milk because some of these products would have kind of a brown hue to the milk replacer. And there was no difference in health response in her studies here with bovine plasma protein, no difference in average daily gain or intake or metabolizable energy. And there's no effect on cortisol. Cortisol ends up being an indication of animal health and immunity as well. And then a little slide pop. Project. She also looked at measuring using an infrared thermometer to measure temperature of animals without having to use a thermometer, so kind of a hands-off situation. And the good news is that they could measure heat stress on these animals, but not disease. They discovered that using a rectal thermometer would be much more diagnostic to be using on these animals. So take-home messages are, one, dry matter levels in milk replacers are important, should be somewhere around 13 to 15%. Feeding of B vitamins can be beneficial in some cases, and bovine plasma proteins show no response in our study. Well, that completes the program for today. Thanks. Have a great day.
Thank you, Mike. That's Dr. Mike Hutchins, Professor Emeritus from the University of Illinois, featured every Friday here on our Feed Forum Friday on Dairy Radio Now. The public is receiving increased education on what to watch out for regarding New World screwworm and how it affects livestock.
This one's particularly problematic because the maggot will infest living tissues and consumes those on a living animal. It'll get into, say, the umbilicus of a newborn calf, onto a cut, onto, say, a dehorning wound. Those types of things are some of the primary places that we might see this, and it will kind of continue to make those wounds worse and continue to eat tissue if it's left untreated.
Agriculture Deputy Undersecretary for Marketing and Regulatory Programs, Lauren Stubb, says only those who dealt with NWS at the height of our country several decades ago might know what to look out for or understand the potential impacts. Hence the importance of education and vigilance of what to watch regarding a possible New World screwworm case.
That's USDA Radio's Rod Bain reporting, and I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.